That's a picture of my granddad, and he took over the family business when he was 14. I can't imagine my lads taking over anything at 14. They couldn't even put a pizza in the oven. But his dad died, and then his elder brother, Thomas, who was 21, he took over the firm, but he contracted TB, and he was in convalescence for about 12 months, and at the end of that time, sadly, he died. So my granddad ended up with the business, like I said, at 14 years old. It's really hard to imagine. He was only, you know, he wasn't a big giant man. He was pretty small in stature, but he was brilliant, big personality and a big heart. He looked after all the men who worked with him. Rationing was on and all that at the time, so any extras he could get from the docks, fruit, veg, and that, he used to leave on the shelf in their back kitchen, so the men could take it home after work with them. And Siggy's were an ID man as well. Eventually, when he got married, my nanny, she used to like a woodbine, so he'd throw them up on the shelf as well. He always delivered to Queen Square, you know, where all the stores were. I think they liked Woolworths and shops like that were there before, you know, they were the big shops in town.
What the market?
In the old market in Queen Square. But and he was dead good. He'd, you know, because he had the awesome cars, anyone moving house or anything anyone needed moving, he'd do that as well. And he was well known as well in the city centre. We always say he used to have his office in Dom's, you know, the pub, the Shakespeare, they've recently done it back up again. He'd done a lot of his business from there. And he always say that was my granddad's office, but it wasn't really. It's just where he spent most of his time. And he used to like his barley wine, and what else did he used to like? But he didn't really drink that much anyway. He must have worked really, really hard. And they had stables in the back of Salisbury Street. And my dad always remembers them because they didn't have running water at the time when they were growing up, and they were kids. That was the only tap in the street, and it used to be for the stables, and people used to go there and fill the buckets up and all that, you know, to get washed and stuff like that. So he is a well-known character around Liverpool. But
How long did the business last for?
I'm not really sure, you know. It went as far, it must have been late 40s, maybe early 50s, because he got wagons in then. He changed from horses to wagons, and his eldest son, Thomas, he started working for him. I think he must have been around about the same age, 40, and he was driving a wagon. He didn't need driving licenses then, so he just needed to do so many hours, and then he could drive the wagons. And then he went and done his national service, and I think shortly after that, I think they wound the business down. My oldest auntie, Kathleen, she used to work as a secretary for him in the office. And after that, when they sold the business, he must have to pay creditors off and stuff like that because he never really had much. He never ended up a millionaire. And after that, well, like I said, he brought up seven daughters and one son. He had a really, really laid-back, brilliant personality. He loved walking. He'd walk for miles. I don't know how he done it. He's really, really laid-back, happy little sort of character. You know, to say where he started off, you know, we've got two letters in the house when his brother was in convalescence with TB from one of their aunties, and it was dated 1921. And he must have been 13 at the time, my granddad, and he was saying times were really hard, and, you know, they didn't know where the next penny was coming from, and that's when they still had the business. And he couldn't even afford to go and see Thomas, the older brother, while he was ill in hospital. He never had that much money. So I think it must have been, like, after the 20s and that, and the business, you know, the late 20s picked up a little bit. And he was doing a roaring trade then, but, like I said, he was 14, and he didn't really have much of a business head. He was too kind of, so I think he must have just done his best. He's funny because out of the three pictures, the one I picked, I've got in my house, it's like the coloured one with the colours in, and there's a man standing in front of the wagon, in front of the horse and cart, like it looks like an advert at the time. And so my granddad must have been too young. He must have been about 13 and a half, and I've stood in behind the horse, and all you can see is his little feet sticking out from behind the horse, and the older man in front of the the awesome cart, so it must have looked like more respectable, as if to say, you know, that's their business. But so I kept that one because I think it's fun. I always walk past when I go out the front door, maybe say hi to them, you know what I mean, look at his little feet on the way out. But he's really funny. He was dead good as a granddad as well. There's only me and my sister, Julie, and he used to look after us when we went to work. And he must have had the patience of a saint, because we used to carry on terrible. And he used to go to Thornton's every week when he got his pension and get us a quarter of a treat of toffee and a quarter of a special toffee. And he used to say, "Don't tell your mum," and we'd sit there. And that was the only thing that would keep us quiet all the week. And I used to wonder why he looked forward to pension day so much. He had us the rest of the week screaming, carrying on terrible. And he took us. He used to take us out. He was brilliant. You know, we walked like to New Brighton and stuff like that, and I don't know where he got his energy from, because he must have been his 60s then. He just walked and walked for miles. He knew the name of every street in town, all over Liverpool, you know. He's really, really knowledgeable. And he's just a really, really nice man to be around. And he always used to have all these little house sayings, like, always eat when you are hungry, always drink when you are dry, close your eyes when you are weary, and don't stop breathing unless you'll die. So he was full of all them, he used to all have us laughing. Yeah.